the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The World and I, was written by Joseph Mendel and is presented in observance of Lag Bomer.
This is a story for Lag Bomer. A day to recall Akiba and Simeon Bar Yochai, who chose to uphold against the commands of Roman Caesars the commandments of the law. And if I tell the story now, there is a reason. For the world at any time offers everyone the same choice. It happened long ago. My own son is older than I was then. Still, I remember the moon in an empty sky, and I feel the cool mantle of loneliness. So much gleams through the curtain of years, but one thing I've forgotten. When that night ended, what was it I knew that I had never known before? A strange story to tell. For I stand now on a peak of time, and looking back, I see myself, a boy alone, and I see his world, both with the same curious clarity. And I hear now the words I could not have heard then.
Davy's been gone since supper time, Sam. I can't sit here doing nothing.
The police are looking for him, Frida. There's nothing we can do except wait.
Wait while he's wandering alone, a lost child, frightened. I'm going out.
No, Frida, no. The town's not so big. If Davy is roaming the streets, the patrol cars will find him.
But if not...
What do you mean, Papa? Say what you mean.
Look, I'm smoking two cigarettes at the same time.
Not now, Papa.
One burning there in the ashtray and the other in my hand.
I don't want any of your parables now.
No, Frida? Then listen. I'm telling you that's how Davy ate his supper tonight, without knowing what he put in his mouth.
Oh, stop it.
And another thing. He didn't say one word during the whole meal. That's unusual for my grandson.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop it. Don't you know what you're doing to me?
Yes, my daughter. I'm asking you to put aside your fear and anguish and think how to find your son.
All right, Papa. You said if he's not in the street... Oh, Sam.
Yes? Speaking.
No, he hasn't come back.
Yes, of course. You'll keep looking. Thank you.
The police haven't given up, Frida. They'll find him.
No, they won't, Sam. Papa, you knew at supper that he was planning something.
I only saw what you could have seen.
But you know where he is.
I'm not sure. The state park is only a mile outside of town. Wait, Sam. Before you call the police again. You know what they'll say, don't you?
I don't care what they say, so long as they organize a search party.
That's what I mean. There are no roads in the park. Only a few trails through the woods.
What of it?
They'll have to wait until daylight. In the dark, with all the hiding places, you can't find anybody. He doesn't want to be found.
Why should he hide? No, I don't believe it.
You're not given a choice of what to believe.
Why should he even go there? Davy knows he's not allowed in the woods alone.
Yes, he's a good boy, Sam. But do you think your son would ask your permission to run away from home?
The passage of time narrows the choice of belief and action. In a single instant, one event may be a gate that bars return to childhood. Earlier in that afternoon of the same day, I was in the yards where the freight trains went by on inner tracks.
Boxcar? Flat car? Flat car, refrigerator, tank car, hopper, box car, boxcar, caboose.
Checking up on the railroad, Sonny?
I didn't see you, mister. I know I'm not supposed to be here, but I... Well, there's a hole in the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, I found it, too. I'll tell you what, if you don't say nothing about it, neither will I. That a deal?
Sure. You like freight trains too, mister?
Well, I wouldn't put it just like that, but, well, for a man like me with independent tastes, you might say, it's the only way to travel.
You?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Hobo, bum, tramp, bindle stiff. Hey, now there is a good old word you don't hear much anymore. Bindle stiff. Hey, what are you looking at?
I never knew a bindle stiff before.
You know one now. You scared?
Why? What of?
Why? Well, everybody knows a man like me is a danger to the community. Maybe I'm planning to rob you as soon as we finish talking.
I got a quarter I was going to buy a soda with. You can have it if you want.
Why not? Hand it over. You didn't think I'd take it, did you?
I said you could have it.
Maybe you expect thanks.
No. I just want to give it to you.
Yeah, you're a funny kid, yeah? Reminds me one time when I was on my...
Hey, you there!
It's the railroad guard!
Yeah, I guess I'd better be going now.
All right, now stay where you are,
yeah, Bob. Sure, officer, sure, whatever you say, yeah?
Oh, I remember you. I told you last week to stay out of this town.
Well, not me. Last week I was in Chicago.
Oh, wise guy, huh? He been bothering you, kid?
No. We were only talking.
Sure, that's all. You won't have no trouble with me, officer.
You bet we won't. We know how to handle your kind. Thieving, molesting children.
Oh, look, officer, I'm just trying to get back to Chicago.
You didn't have to hit him. He didn't do anything. Why'd you hit him?
Come on, get up, you bum.
All right.
That'll teach you to find another route between here and Chicago.
He's bleeding. There's blood all over his face.
Oh, you keep quiet, kid, and come along.
What are you going to do with him?
I'm going to lock him up for the night.
No, you can't.
And then I'm going to take you home, boy, where you belong. All right, get moving.
All right.
Don't worry, mister. I'll get my father, and he'll help you. Don't you worry.
Yeah, sure. Hey, our boy, Ketch. Buy yourself a soda on me.
Are you all right, Davy?
Sure, Ma. I'm fine.
Dad, he didn't hurt you, did he?
Stop fussing over the boy, Frieda.
I'm not fussing, Sam. Davy could have been... I don't know what...
Dad!
Could have been, but nothing happened. It's finished. The best thing is to forget the whole business.
I'm trying to tell you something, Dad.
What is it, Davy? What do you want? Hmm?
We have to let the judge know. The railroad guard hit him.
Now, Davy... When a prisoner resists arrest...
But he didn't resist the arrest. He didn't do anything.
It's his word against the railroad guard.
I saw it, Dad. He didn't run or fight or anything. And now he's in jail.
The railroad guard was only doing his job. Enforcing the law against vagrancy.
Maybe they'll beat him again.
Davy, your feelings do you credit. In a way, I think I'm proud of you. Yes, I am.
Then you'll go?
But in this world, things are not always what we would like them to be. And you have to understand that.
Couldn't you tell me later, Dad? After you talk to the judge...
You're not listening to me at all. What can I say to the judge?
You could tell him that.
No. Now, listen, Davy. You've had a very unpleasant experience. You're upset. It's natural. But you have to realize that this man is a vagrant. Maybe even a criminal.
How do you know? He didn't do anything, I tell you.
No. For one thing, he was trespassing on railroad property.
So was I.
That's different. You're a child. Besides, you live here.
If he did wrong, so did I.
Yes, I'm glad you realize that. I'm trying to be patient with you, Davy. But you're so concerned about this stranger who was suddenly your friend.
He's not my friend. I never saw him before. He's just a man.
You're concerned about him, but you have no regard for the feelings of your family. Seeing you brought home by a policeman, like a juvenile delinquent.
You don't want to help him.
We won't talk about it anymore.
You don't care about him at all.
That's enough, I said.
Sam, you don't have to shout at him.
You're taking his side, Frida?
No, but this is not the time to lecture him. You see how upset he is. Davy, go on, wash up while I get supper ready.
Wait, Davy, never mind. Get ready for supper. What are you staring at, my honored father-in-law?
Was I staring? I'm sorry.
Maybe you're thinking that you taught your children better than I teach mine?
You really want to know what I was thinking, Sam?
You'll tell me anyhow.
Thou shalt not pervert the justice due to the stranger. The book of Deuteronomy.
All right, you're a scholar.
And Davy, he's also a scholar?
He's only a child. What does he know?
You're angry.
But you're a man, and you should know better. You know that a person can't get involved in all the wrong things that happen in the world?
No. But what about the wrongs a person sees for himself?
The last light of day was dim in the woods of the state park. I remember running until it was too dark to see, and then lying down in a little clearing in a funnel of moonlight. Closed my eyes against the moon and the frightening sounds of the night. But even now, so many years later, I remember that my thoughts were more frightening than the night. I must have slept. When I woke, the moon was gone and the woods were still. Faintly from the tower of the town hall, I could hear the chime.
You rest, Frida.
No, Sam.
It'll be hours before it's light enough to start. Here, lie down for a little while.
No, Sam.
I made some hot tea. It'll do us all good.
I don't want to rest, and I don't want hot tea. I want to find Davy.
We'll go with the police as soon as it's light.
Let them wait until morning. I can't wait.
But Frida... All right, I'll get the car out.
Papa, you stay here at home in case something...
I know how you feel, both of you. But think for a minute.
Not anymore. I'm afraid to think anymore.
It's a warm night. There are no wild animals. What can happen to the boy?
You're his grandfather. How can you talk like that?
I'll tell you how. By thinking of what might happen if you go to look for Davy in the middle of the night. You understand?
No, I don't.
You will not be able to see him, but he will hear you and maybe run further.
He's right. The police said the same thing.
But it's not true.
Oh, Frida, it's no use pretending you don't know. Davy is not lost.
Why, Sam? Why did he run away?
It's my fault. He's a child, but I spoke to him as if he could understand everything that happened. And when he didn't understand, I was angry.
He left the supper table without a word, but he looked at me, Sam. I remember how he looked at me. If I'd spoken to him or taken his hand... Sam, I let him go. My baby.
You still don't understand. No. Neither of you. Is it all because of what happened in 1 minute? Because you were angry with him, Sam, or you didn't touch his hand, Frida?
Oh, there's more, Papa, much more. And I'm beginning to see now what we did and what we left undone.
Oh, how noble, how noble.
Oh, Papa.
If he's good, it's because you taught him so, and if not, because you failed to teach him well. All the credit and all the blame.
I'm his father. Who else should teach him?
Yes, teach him. He needs to learn. But Davy is a person separate and different from you. You see a tramp in the freight cars, and he sees a man. You know the law. He feels the blow.
You're saying that I should have encouraged his childishness? That I should have gone with him to the judge?
No. I'm trying to see the world as Davy sees it, so that I may know how to find him.
Papa, you knew he was going to run away.
How could I know? He ran away from me as well as from you. Frida, maybe he ran away from the whole world. Davy? Davy, it's me, Grandpa. Wait, Davy. There's no one with me. I came alone. Oh, there you are. I told them I was going to lie down for an hour, but I climbed out through the window just before daylight. Are you cold, Davy?
No, Grandpa.
It's a long walk from the house. Let's sit down. So, Davy?
I heard you calling when you were way down near the road.
Did you?
There's a little cave in the rocks. I could have stayed in it.
Were you frightened up there in the cave?
No. Yes, I was. But I fell asleep.
Things are less frightening when you close your eyes.
I woke up just before it got light. And I was thinking. Grandpa, there's something I have to know.
Ask me.
Will you give me a true answer?
If I say yes, how do you know you can believe me?
Don't talk like that. I'm not a baby.
Davy.
You think I can't understand anything. What happened in the freight yard? It happens lots of time, to lots of people, all over the world. I know that. I've heard you talking with Mom and Dad, with your friends. And I've heard you tell about worse things happening. And then I've seen you sit down and have a cup of tea and forget what you told and laugh.
No, you're not a baby. Not anymore.
Grandpa, is it true what Dad said? That when you grow up, things look different to a person?
It happens that way to some people.
I'm talking about me. Will it happen to me?
Do you want me to comfort you, Davy?
I want you to tell me the truth.
Then it will be no comfort. If you grow up with your eyes open, your mind and heart open, you will see a world filled with lying and stealing, with stupidity, injustice, and cruelty. But you can always close your eyes.
No, Grandpa.
Then you will also see the other part of the truth. Love and mercy and goodness. They may be mixed together, the good and the bad, at the same time. The same event. Sometimes you won't know what to believe about the world. Maybe you'll want to run away again.
He said he was on his way to Chicago. He wasn't hurting me or anybody.
They let him go in a few hours.
Grandpa, there was blood on his face and nobody wiped it off.
No, nobody.
When I woke up before, I was thinking... Suppose somebody came along and saw me, a kid in the woods, all alone. And suppose he asked me, why did you run away? You know what I tell him? Because nobody got angry. Nobody cried.
And you, Davy? Did you cry?
All the time I was running. And all the time here in the woods at night. I didn't cry. But I put my hand in my pocket. And I found this.
The quarter you gave him?
No. The quarter he gave me. I saw it in my hand, Grandpa. And then I cried.
You must be hungry, Davy.
I'm not going back.
I brought you... let's see what's in my pockets. 2 rolls, an orange, a banana.
Why should I go back? You told me what the world is like.
Eat the orange last to quench your thirst.
You said to keep my eyes open. I know what I'll see.
Just think, Davy, how much more God sees.
Why does he let it be? Why doesn't he stop people from hurting and wanting to hurt each other?
For this you want an answer? A true answer?
Why doesn't he make them do as they should do?
I don't know. But maybe... I'll tell you what I think. Maybe he lets his children choose so they can grow up to be men in his image, knowing good and evil.
Davy! Davy! Where are you, Davy? Davy! Answer, Davy.
Sit down, Davy. They can't see you. You're well hidden.
Mom was crying, wasn't she?
She's cried many times since you left. I'll put the bread and fruit here on the stone.
Where are you going, Grandpa?
I'm going home, Davy.
You don't care if I come back or not?
Davy, your mother was not the only one who cried.
You're going to leave me here?
Here's my hand. I'll take you home. Only the world will be the same as when you ran away.
What am I supposed to do? Tell me what to do, Grandpa. Grandpa. You won't tell me?
No.
You want me to decide for myself?
The choice is yours. If it's what you want, take my hand.
I don't have to, Grandpa. I can see where I'm going.
I was 13. I ran away from the world. But my grandfather came and brought me back. It was long ago. Still, I remember the moon and an empty sky. I feel the cruel mantle of loneliness. And now I can remember again what it was that I knew when the night ended.
Do you think that God is pleased with all his children? But he lets them choose so that they may be men in his image, knowing good and evil.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address, with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling, to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Joseph S. Wohl, New York attorney and member of the Board of Directors of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Wohl.
The Eternal Light drama, which we have just heard, was presented in honor of Lock Bomer. From biblical times down to our day, our people have honored the custom of counting each night during the 49 days between the festivals of Passover and Shavuot, reciting aloud after the evening service, "This is the first day of the counting, this is the second day of the counting," and so on. In its meaningful way, the counting of the Omer teaches us a significant lesson, the value of time. "Teach us to number our days, that we may get us a heart of wisdom," is the beautiful prayer of the ancient psalmist. In today's Eternal Light drama, young Davy wants justice to be done. To him, justice is not an abstract subject to be confined to philosophers or legal practitioners. To him, the biblical command, "Thou shalt not pervert justice due to the stranger," is as real as today itself in his young life. He equates justice with the pathetic hobo whom he has just recently encountered. To put aside and out of mind the treatment of this unknown and unhappy traveler is to Davy a perversion, if not a denial, of justice. With clarity, his logic would dictate that if one man is denied justice, then there is the potential danger of many men being deprived of the same. Davy's father, who echoes the sentiments of so many of us, argues, "You know that a person can't get involved in all of the wrong things that happen in the world. This is the pragmatic approach, but an approach fraught with terrible danger. The world has seen only too well what happened in our own time, when nations and people chose to ignore the wrongdoings committed against their fellow humans in other parts of the world. We reap the harvest of such planting at this very time. Precious time is running out on us all too quickly, and the urgent challenge to men of all creeds and colors is, seek justice, demand justice, establish justice. Let us no more disillusion the young Davies and Johnnies on our planet. Let us no longer delude ourselves by thinking that a double standard of justice can be maintained any longer. With the psalmist, we fervently pray, teach us to number our days, that we may get us a heart of wisdom. Let thy work be revealed unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children."
Thank you, Mr. Wohl. Our Eternal Light drama today, The World and I, was written by Joseph Mendel. It was presented in observance of Lag Bomer. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Marion Carr, Sam Gray, Santos Ortega, Gary Kalb, William Zuckert, James Dukas, and Philip Sterling. Rovey. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.